Hey everybody, and welcome back to Intrepid Assholes Season 2. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! You guys want to do that one again?
No.
Alright. Let's get more enthusiastic than that because everybody's a little downhearted today. We are in the last episode, possibly episodes, of the show.
No.
We might have to do an Attack on Titan,
just
the last episode, part one.
Yeah!
There you go.
I then go to part four.
No,
To wait.
Yeah. It'll be that one year where no movie could be just one movie.
Right.
Like we had like the Hunger Games 3 part 1 and 2, and like the fucking Deadly Hallows and stuff.
That means we're legendary.
The Titanic parts 1 and 2.
Oh yeah, where you had to get
part
the
two Titanic,
cassette.
The Return,
the Sinking.
There was
the Sinking. Yeah,
powered by Logitech.
No, they were just focusing on the ongoing services they were providing, like how they still serve seafood in the buffet.
Oh,
I'm sure they do.
Ouch!
Ouch!
All right, moving on.
All right.
Psychic damage.
Speaking of seafood and things with tentacles.
Yes. Nice segue.
Thank you.
All right, so back to the story. Let's see. When we last left the heroes, they were all hanging out at Andermain's pleasure hut. Safe house in the woods.
His cottage in the forest.
Yes.
Not his cabin in the woods.
Magical cottage full of fun things.
I imagine when he says cottage, just like this rundown actual cabin.
Yeah. Well, it's like it's cottage in the forest versus cabin in the woods. It has a completely different vibe.
Yeah.
Wow. Don't just say things like that to me.
One is cute and sweet, and the other is murder.
What the fuck? You just okay?
I wish I could take credit for that one.
You do for me.
Okay. Well, thank you.
So Andermain took them to his safe house, his own safe house, and gave them a basically wasabi-looking cough drop, which healed everybody magically.
Oh, yeah.
And certainly wasn't GM intervention for the upcoming episode.
Totally not.
He also has some druid grenades. Yeah. And just before we were all ready to leave, alarm bells started going off, and something burst through the door.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, you got that before I could. Yes.
A boom, so. Baby.
We're in danger.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to hop right in.
Hop. Boing.
You guys really do share a fucking brain cell. You said hop. You said boing.
Yep.
What the fuck?
I mean, haven't you heard us?
I know. That one was, yeah.
All right. So the door bursts in, and I don't mean bursts like it falls down. I mean it literally breaks in half and chunks go flying.
I didn't scream.
So a giant bat-winged creature with ostrich legs and what looks like almost a velociraptor head on the end of a extendable neck.
So an extremely small one?
Oh, no. No, it's 7 feet tall. I'm showing them a picture now of the Biyaki.
Ugly son of
another one?
Yep.
Son of
only the last one you guys fought was meh. This one's at least twice the size of that one.
I don't think we have enough cocaine for me to tackle that one.
We fought one of these at one point.
All right. Hey, Duke, I need you to get out the gravy. We're about to cook this
I genuinely
don't
remember.
Dinner.
Okay. You have my permission.
Oh, listen,
it's just
you...
Andermain's cabin. If anything lights on fire here, I'm fairly certain
we'll all die.
Yeah, but you know, I'll have fulfilled my word to Morgan.
I'm gonna eat that thing.
That's disgusting.
Gonna roast it.
It took a chunk out of me last time. I'm gonna do the same.
This is a different one, though.
I don't care.
Fascinating.
Sins of the father much?
So you hear the thing scream. You hear this Biyaki scream.
Does they
okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
So then do I have a Pokemon
thing? I had to channel my inner Bukaki.
Yes.
All right. And it charges.
At?
Yes. As it comes running, it opens its wings. It looks like it's just going to try to take you all out.
Yeah, I'm dodging.
How big of a room are we in? Just a cabin.
Barely passed.
It is just a cabin. It's not that big of a room.
Okay.
But this thing's wings can fill a good, I would say it goes to at least within 5 feet of each wall. Yeah. I mean, it's taking up the dominant space of the room.
Mm. Barely passed?
Says you.
I have a 55 and I got a 53. I barely passed that dodge.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about something that fills the room like a sail. So you just hitting the deck, is that what it is?
You're going, I guess. I don't you're going know. Dodged, I mean, I'm dodging. I roll the success. You tell me how that works.
Oh, I mean, you're supposed to tell me. But we're going to say that really right, it's right. Either you're going to jump up, grab the ceiling fan, and lift your ass up, but a 53 out of 55 won't get that for you.
All right. Well, then I guess I hit the deck.
Yeah, you hit the deck. Okay.
I'm going to raise my double barrel shotgun.
Very good. Okay.
I'm going to shoot it with my Winchester, and I got it.
All right.
Oh, I have to roll.
Yeah, yes. it's making no attempt to dodge your shots.
That's fine.
As Morgan cowers on the floor.
I was going to get behind it. I'm going to throw my hammer at it.
I got a 67 out of 71.
Is that a possibility? Can I throw a melee thing?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'm chucking the hammer at it.
Ooh. Well, that was 12 points of damage. That's 16 points of damage.
Woo! Definitely. I got a 7. Yay! And that's one over my extreme. Damn. But yeah, for a throw. But yeah, I've got under my, midline. So. All
right.
Yeah, I throw that. Goodbye, hammer. You served me well, hammer, but, you know, I lost the dusters on accident. I'm losing you on purpose.
All right.
So I got 6 points. I'm not doing a called shot. I just raise and shoot.
All right. So your bullets hit the creature.
And my hammer.
And you did.
My hammer.
You did how much damage to the hammer? 7?
I got a 7 to hit. I just did. So it's 1d3 plus 1 plus damage bonus. So that would be, this is a 6. That's
6.
Yeah, 6.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Azeroth and Knuckles do 6 points of damage each.
Woo!
Gertie does 16 points of damage. Mm-hmm. And you see this creature keep stomping through.
Oh!
No hits whatsoever. It's not even phased. Of course. As a matter of fact, it runs right through the couch. Oh. And keeps going.
What? Like past us?
Yeah.
Through the wall?
Yep.
Fuck. We did it!
No.
You scared it off.
Yeah!
No, it probably just opened up a space for more things to come in.
Probably.
Oh!
Yeah!
Well, thanks, Mr. Buzzkill.
Mr. Buzzkill.
Alright.
Ew.
I say this as I'm reloading my shotgun, by the way.
Yeah, I get back up, yeah. But first.
Michael first. It's always Michael first, Michael first, Michael first.
It came through the front door?
Yep. Burst right through.
Are there windows by the front door?
There are.
Well, I'm going to get up and go check the windows, see if anything else is coming.
Okay.
What do I see?
You see the same creature out front charge into the room, spread its wings, and do the whole process over. Do any of you stand your ground this time?
I just kind of step to the side.
Yeah.
Is it far enough that it's safe for me to throw the druid grenade at it?
Yeah.
If it's just...
Did you guys dodge to the side or duck behind something the last time it came through?
No.
So I'm trying to visualize where we're standing in comparison to the couch, too.
Yeah, you guys were just in the middle in front of the room. Like, you were spread about the room. I mean, to give you guys a position, other than Sydney and Morgan, who ducked, the rest of you guys didn't duck. And didn't jump out of the way.
No.
Well, so when it passed you, it went right through you, just so you know. Like it did the couch and the wall.
Well, isn't this
by through us, you mean it doesn't actually damage the couch? It just apparates
like
through
non-corporeal.
That was not clear when you said it the first time.
Well, I said it ran through the couch and then
yeah,
the
but
wall.
I'm thinking it like exploded
the
couch.
Burst through.
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I thought you
meant
like a juggernaut.
That's why I'm
taking
a minute to re-explain.
Yeah. When I said it made a hole in the back, I was just like, you were like,
oh,
quiet.
No. I didn't say anything about a hole in the back.
Yeah,
Anyway.
Okay. Just for context, wouldn't I have just gotten out of the bunker area too? Because I came out last.
We were out for a minute. We were talking about when we were out of everything.
So wait, my hammer's still in the room.
Hammer, you survived.
Yes. You always come back.
So then the assumption would be that this is not the real one that is inside? But the real one is maybe outside? Because you said we saw the exact same thing outside.
But then it happened again.
It's an illusion.
It happened.
We're stuck in a time loop.
Where's the illusionist?
Ah, good question.
It's Trixie.
It's runaway time.
Does anybody want to roll a spot hidden?
Yeah. What I tried to do.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I got a nat 20.
20?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not supposed to roll that.
Wrong game.
All right, hold on. Spot hidden. Here we go.
Did you get it?
No.
Ooh, we got a 15.
That's what I was trying to do when I went to the window. I was trying to see what I could see.
I got a 62.
Dude, I still got a nat 20 with my 2d10.
Damn it, I'm one above my extreme. 14.
Oh, and you guys,
extreme.
Don't forget you get to roll an advantage.
Oh.
No. If you didn't succeed, you can roll with an advantage. Or you could do it anyway.
I got a 60.
That's what the eye stuff was that Andrew made put on.
That's
you.
Right.
I roll another
nope,
one to see
I
if
still
I
fail.
No.
I still passed, so it's cool.
Even better. All right. So for those of you who actually rolled, you see a movement out by the tree line, which is about 15 yards of cleared space away from the cabin's front wall. It's like a shadowy person walking, like, skulkily between trees.
Hey, Sydney, you got a shot?
No. Like, do you want a gun?
No, do you have a shot?
No.
Why can't she see it? I thought she had the eye thing.
She didn't roll successfully.
I didn't
you get
see
advantage.
It.
But
oh, all right.
I didn't get them.
Shoot at it.
Yeah. Or what do you want? Like,
which
a shot at what?
What you looking at?
See those two trees right there? Right in the middle? Shoot that. Right
can
in the middle.
I, can I see it now? Yes,
you can see it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Shoot that.
Has been pointed out.
All right. So then I get out my elephant gun, because it does 100 yards.
Damn.
and then I shoot that one. Oh, man, I'm changing my dice. 82, I made it!
Woo!
That was a zigzag.
Well, these dice have been rolling very high, okay? I didn't get the spot hidden.
Perilous,
but I just got an 82,
yeah.
And I have an 82. All right.
Nice.
So barely.
So roll damage.
I did 12.
All right. So you hear a meaty thump and a cursing. And you hear someone in another language, not Spanish.
Oh, damn it!
I was about to say Spanish, yeah.
Screaming out something. And all manner of beasts. There are some ghouls.
Oh, my.
And you guys remember the ghouls from the last time.
Yeah.
They're not real.
Oh, and then a couple of the bird creatures, the biaki. Biaki.
Is there a rock nearby that if I look on the ground, anything?
There are rocks on the ground.
I pick a sizable one up because I don't think these things are real based on the last conclusion we made, and I throw it at the general, any one of them.
All right.
That's a 50. It's a solid 50. Under, what would I throw that under my strength? Oh, there's a throw one. No.
So, Azeroth, or Michael, picks up a rock and throws it. Yeah, he never really learned how to throw because he was too busy hitting the books.
There you go.
Yeah. All and right. So the rock sails about 4 feet in front of him and plunks on the ground.
Wow. That's Morgan, throw a rock at him.
I'll do one better.
No, that's don't throw a rock grenades. At me. Oh.
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not giving you a grenade.
They might not be real.
I have a regular grenade.
Oh, I'll take that. Thank you.
I trust your throw more than mine.
What?
All right, you throwing it?
How many?
Yeah, didn't you hear me pull the pin?
Yeah.
Oh, is that what that was?
I accidentally hit my keys, but we'll use that as Foley work.
Okay, so they start charging.
You just handed Morgan Butts a grenade.
Morgan Butts a grenade.
Yes.
Oh. I'm not worried because they're not real.
That was a faux pas.
Oh, God, he's dropping shit.
So after burning some luck points, I throw that grenade successfully.
Okay. What did you throw it at? So you got to remember your guys' enemies are fanned out. Yes.
Yeah. So the biggest crowd in front.
They're pretty well. You're throwing straight in front.
Yeah, straight in front. I mean, there's enemies in a line, so I'm assuming me just throwing it in front, I'm going to hit at least 5-10 of them.
I don't know about 10, but that was a good try.
Damn it. Damn it.
How much luck did you burn?
Don't worry about how much luck I burned.
Okay.
All right.
Is there any place for us to fall back to? I feel like we're about to get overwhelmed.
Into the cabin.
We're in the cabin.
Yeah, like how much further into the cabin can we go? Is this it? Because
close the door and hope for the best. It has a latch. Oh, but that's made for keeping people in.
Jesus Christ, how big is your bat cave?
Sorry, quick out of game question. Because you said that the thing splintered the front door.
Yes.
And then it passed through the...
Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't an oopsie.
Did you want to roll your occult knowledge or Cthulhu mythos?
I would love to do my occult knowledge, if that's all right.
I'm going to say that thought started occurring to your character.
Wait. You do have more knowledge on all that spooky dookie shit than the rest of us.
Yeah, it is a six. Okay.
Is that Duke on Halloween? Spooky dookie?
Yes.
All right, so I did make that under my normal for occult.
Okay.
So
you recognize that the Yaki was an illusion, but you also know there are spells of impact that could do what happened at the door.
Okie dokie. Whee! I wonder if they're all illusions. But I guess we'll have to wait and find out.
That's why I was throwing the rock, by the way. I just want to point that out. I was just going to see if I could, yeah.
I think everybody knew.
That's why I was wondering if the guy took damage, because if he's the illusion person, are his illusions still strong enough to go, even though he took damage? That's what I was wondering.
In this, most spells you don't need to maintain focus like you would in D&D. There are some that you do, like when you're actively casting. Mm-hmm. But like once it's cast, it's cast. So. All right. So you throw your hand grenade, and it is 4d10 for 3 yards.
4d10?
Yes. And you can throw it whatever your strength is divided by 5.
27, 31, and what happened?
You can only throw it as far as your strength divided by you have 5.
So 15 feet. Or 15 yards.
No, 15 feet.
No,
you're
15
dead.
Yards.
Okay.
15 yards. So that's what? 45 feet?
The tree line.
Tree line. Perfect.
Perfect.
All right.
So I did 31 points of damage.
All right. To everyone within that section. So you see three very real looking ghouls fly into the air. And two Byaki just almost not even disintegrate, but just turn into meat chunks.
Gross. Ew.
Cool.
Yeah, like I said, dude, get the gravy.
By the way, you should all roll a sanity check.
Oh, right, because this is nuts.
Yes. And so should
I'm
you.
Good. I'm good.
Is it over or under we got to do?
Under.
Ah, crap.
Damn it.
How many sanity points do we lose?
If you failed, roll a 1d6. If you succeeded, it's only a sanity check of 2.
Okay, just lost the 1.
So 2 points?
Yeah. Okay, that's not bad. I'm down to 45 now.
Just because you succeeded doesn't mean you
just
don't
as crazy
go
as each other.
Yeah, but I mean...
Wait, if you succeed, what?
So the people that failed have the possibility of getting 1 point of damage, while the people that succeed get 2 points of damage.
You know what? That's true. 1d6 plus 1.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
because I'm just like that makes no sense. I'm saying the sanest one here.
You can roll a 1d. You can roll the 1d6.
Are you?
No.
Which
I mean, fundamentally makes no fucking sense. It's just like you're choosing to be nuts. Like,
okay, so here's my logic in this world because I'm the sanest one here. Mm. All of you see the world the way you want to see it, and you see me as some kind of crazy guy, but I'm actually talking sense in the real world.
So you're
like
the
every
Joker.
Cult leader
yes, exactly.
ever lived.
Yeah,
every cult leader ever. Y'all just don't see it the way I do.
What's your sanity?
My, right now, 82.
The veil has been lifted
hell?
For me.
Oh, sorry, 80. Excuse me, 80.
If you pay the subscription fee, you too could see beyond.
See, that's what I'm saying.
This?
Yeah, don't fall into buttsology.
No.
Okay.
So.
Come on out, and we can save your soul. And you get a free Molotov cocktail for joining.
So did you guys write down what you guys lost?
Also a mortgage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is the realm. What you guys are going to do is look at your dext.
Get your deck.
Get your deck.
Game on.
Your deck's divided by 2. That's going to be our fight order. Unless you want to run. Anybody want to just...
That's your
I feel
dodge.
Like that's a great...
I actually feel like running is a good idea.
We should get out of here.
So the truck is parked around the side of the cabin. Which you guys can run to.
Yeah, what's Andaman in all of this?
He's here.
I am.
He was shooting.
All right. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm just outvoted in this one. Fine.
Hey, Sydney, you're in the back with me. Let's go.
Okay. I'm in the back, too.
Who's driving?
Proceed. Oh, don't give me that face!
I'm driving. I'll drive.
Can you drive?
I can drive, okay? No. I can drive.
What's
you
your drive auto?
Me?
I got drive auto skills.
I got drive auto skills, too. They're, this is in alphabetical order, right? Yes. I have 20.
Oh, my God.
At the base.
Should I be driving?
Yeah. I got I don't know. I got it. Yeah, I got a 35. Man. It's underneath my, like, normal.
All right. So yeah. Duke hops in the front. Sydney, are you hopping in the back? Mm-hmm. Morgan's in the back.
Yeah, we're shooting in case they chase after us.
I can also. You might be better off in the front.
Why do you say that?
We
need you doing mythos stuff.
Yeah, because if we need you to counteract the spell, you're probably safer up there.
I can lend a hand with shooting.
Hit him with that umo guayguay.
I figured that Anderman would probably be doing that since he's Mr. Spells.
True, but he's also a better shot than you.
If the viewer could see the face that Andrea just made at that statement.
I made the Muppet. Why. I made the disgruntled Kermit face.
I felt that.
Just ow.
Damn.
No offense, but it's just practical, right? Like,
I mean, I guess. But
I feel like you're way better at the spells, though.
Y'all figure out where you're sitting. I'm revving this engine.
All right, Andermine jumps into the front.
Yes.
Both of you can go in the front.
True.
Yeah. Oh, that means I'm in the bitch seat.
Whatever, it doesn't matter. Let's go.
Don't worry, you can sit on my lap.
No. Baby. Don't touch me.
Hey, man, you're an engaged man, okay? You can't be talking.
No, he's not.
That's true.
Well, she accepted his wedding proposal.
No.
Hey. Ring's in her pocket. Excuse me, the ring is in her pocket.
In her pocket.
Drive, Duke. Drive, drive, drive. I'm on one step ahead of you.
So you read the engine.
All right, yeah, because it's the 1920s and everything
and
sucks.
Oh,
yeah. 2 horsepower.
Mm. Hey, 2 horses push a clean 24 miles an hour.
Still outruns the people.
Feel the wind.
I know it'll scare them. Awooga, awooga.
Fear me.
Oh, this is the same car that we took from the
The other one was
all
a pimp car.
All the horns just sound like that. It's
freaking cartoon car from Roger Rabbit.
So, solid gold went into the lake, remember?
Oh my God. Yeah. My baby! I'm getting us the fuck on out of here.
Let's go.
With my 35.
So you guys whip around and start driving. You quickly outpace the ghouls. Mm-hmm. Actually, as a matter of fact, as you drive through two of them and strike them away.
I just want to clarify. We actually hit them, and there is damage to them.
I hit them.
Not an
you hit them, and they
through.
Flew to the side. One went under the car, one went flopping, hooves over horns.
No.
These count as my kills, by the way.
Sure.
You're I'm punching them with this car.
But the others...
Truck knuckles.
Now,
Duke Truckles.
You guys, you do like a quick count, let's say. I mean, it's nothing too specific. But you know there's at least 5 of the Byaki. Mm. And enough ghouls left to ride them. You see the ghouls leap onto the back of the Byakis like someone riding a steed.
Jeez.
Fuck that.
And son of they a start, two of them stay on the ground and start charging, quickly catching up to the car.
What?
Shoot one.
And the other three leap into the air and fly above the trees.
What in the name of J.K. Tolkien?
J.K. Tolkien.
No, J.K. Lovecraft. Come on now.
Yeah, what in the name of J.K. Lovecraft is going on here?
I would just like to point out that every time I shoot, I automatically reload the gun again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it every time.
But it takes you a turn to reload again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I feel like it's been more than a turn's time since we ran to the car.
All right, so
and
that's
I reloaded
fine.
While we were running.
Okay, so you said Dex is
She's like the gunslinger. She just like spins things.
Yep.
Well, it's just fall out into
the
gun.
She pulls a Deadpool and like tosses the clip up in the air.
Freaking Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
So it said Dex is turn. Half the Dex is turn order.
Yeah, we'll do that. Make it easier than everybody rolling. Okay. So as you guys are running, these things catch up. The two on the ground catch up immediately, and they are snapping at you in the back. Now, where are you guys sitting in the back of the truck? First of all, who's at the tailgate?
How big of a truck is it? It's just a truck.
Yeah, think of an old flatbed.
Yeah. I mean, if we're thinking of this logically, Sydney would need to rest her gun on the truck bed for better accuracy.
Probably.
The look Sydney just gave Butch is like, you need to rest your gun.
I mean, long rifles do better.
Like, you can't get better than perfect, motherfucker.
Kind of.
So she's like, she's like the turkey silver medalist then?
Oh my god, that dude was.
Dude with the burner, dude with the pose, yeah.
I love how that everyone's awesome. Going, did Turkey send a hitman?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, everybody else brought a gun. He brought a burner.
One of these?
Actually, yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's.
What's the make and model of that? You know?
It's the Jalopy 6. Yeah,
oh, okay.
The same thing the Beverly Hillbillies rode and they intro.
Okay.
Okay, for a second there, I thought you were just like making something up. No. Just for a hot second.
And it's the wacky races winner of 1982.
1924 TT.
Okay.
That's why it was wacky in the 80s.
You're driving a titty? You're what? Anyway.
TT.
They can do anything.
I mean,
it's magical.
All right. Top speed on that thing is probably a clean 36.
Ooh. Well, let's wheel. Let's go Fury Road.
And you
can
get all the way across town on a full tank of gas.
Oh, man.
Can't get back, though.
No, you gotta fill up.
That's why they have one on each end of the,
that's true.
The main strip. Yeah. All right. So, yes, the truck, it's got a enclosed cab. The back is open, and it's pretty much just, you know, 1x6s.
Yeah, it's a stake bed.
Forming a flat part. But they are moved. You can remove them so you can load up plenty of hay.
It's like the truck version of that cart you start off in Skyrim.
Okay. Yes!
So, oh my God. The three of you are in the back. I'm going to say Gertie is probably closest to with her back to the cab window.
Sure.
That works. And Morgan and Sydney have taken up just before the edge of the back.
Yeah. Where's Michael?
He's in the cab.
He's up front.
Did you sit up front?
No. I am sitting, if there's a spot in the back, yeah.
Okay, then I guess Michael and Gertie are in the back.
Oh, she's in the back? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fine.
I'll take the
driving,
flatbed.
I don't care where y'all are at.
You'll take what?
I'll go in the
No, you're in the back with the others. That's fine.
Yeah, all right.
We'll just strap you to the roof like a deer.
Sounds about right.
Skinny enough to be a deer.
So the one catch is actually it comes up right on Morgan. And like a velociraptor in one of those Jurassic Park movies starts snapping at him over the thing.
Clever girl.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yep.
Yeah. Do I dodge or no? He's
there's really no dodge.
Yeah. Okay.
Hold on to your butts. Woo! Woo! Oh, we got there. It hurt, but we got there.
That was painful.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. You're breathing on my crotch.
The dog.
The dog?
To be...
Fjord Jar? You're in this season?
One of our three dogs.
Yes.
All right. So it hit. The strike, as you're pointing your gun out, it comes up and snaps on your forearm.
Yay! You just healed that thing.
I just made that better.
Not ready.
Okay. +2. All right. So that's 4 points of damage.
All right.
It's your turn, Sydney. You see something snap over and take a clamp onto.
I'm gonna shoot it in the face.
And it's actually holding on, and they're trying to pull you out.
Yeah.
No. Not happening. Not this time.
What are you shooting it with?
Not my elephant gun.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you'd be blowing Morgan away too. Yeah.
Right.
Got him.
It only grazed it.
No, I was going to shoot him with my revolver.
With my Henry?
My Henry.
Henry,
revolver.
Get him!
Which is good, because that one has a higher number. And I needed the higher number. I am not shooting well today. But I made it!
Okay.
Did you switch your dice?
Did I switch my dice? What do you mean?
Did you put the naughty dice in dice jail?
I did. I did put the naughty dice in dice jail.
Very naughty.
There was a guy who used to come to the bar work that he looked exactly like Freaky Fred. I am not fucking kidding.
That hurts.
He's probably there right now as we speak.
12.
12 points of damage?
Yes, and I have the melee thing where I do not have a penalty when aiming.
Okay. Good.
You know, since I'm trying not to hurt Morgan's arm more than it might already be.
So, yeah, you definitely shot this thing in the face. You see a chunk of its snout kind of tear away. The flesh is flapping. And it screeches, lets go of Morgan, and kind of stumbles, dropping it back maybe like 4 feet before it catches this thing and starts running after you again. Okay. All right.
Woohoo!
Good job.
All right, Andromine takes his turn doing something in the cab.
Okay.
What the hell are you up to?
Just try. Just try.
Oh, fuck, man. No. I hate this role.
You see him bundling three of the grenade things together.
Ooh, shit.
And wrapping it with a you know, the tie on someone's trench coat?
Yeah,
he took Morgan's and he's wrapping it around.
Of course he took Morgan's.
I got buttons.
All right, so next up is the ghouls.
Oh, no.
So the ghoul that is on the other Byaki actually stands up and is going to leap.
Oh, he's Mad Maxing. Yeah, he's Mad Maxing.
Yeah, this is Beyond Thunderdome shit right here.
You went Mad Max. I went like, you know, the girl who's riding on the two backs of horses at a circus.
I guess Zoroing?
Sure.
Yeah.
Holy shit, he did.
He Mad Maxed?
Yeah. So he leaps from the back of the creature and slams into the truck bed. He is looming over Gertie and Michael at this moment just because, you know, that's the way he's facing when he leapt. So if he's they're trailing right there, leaping up and in, he landed between you guys in that small space.
Mm-hmm. So we're in the truck bed, right?
Yeah.
Right,
that's where you chose to be.
You said you're back there.
I thought you guys said...
Because the way he was facing, he's facing Gertie and Michael.
No, that's cool. I was just making sure.
Now, that's going to take up his turn. His claws come up, and he's going to strike the next time. All right. Gertie.
I'm going to use my rifle again.
Now, with a long range, with a rifle, shooting at that close of range, you suffer a disadvantage.
Oh, duh. Well, my first time was a 16.
So, fuck it. Elmer fought him.
Second time was 37.
Still get it?
I did make it, though.
Okay.
So, even with the disadvantage, I made it. So then, got to roll my damage. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay.
Right to the... No, I don't know. All whatever right. I can get to.
So you shot him.
Yeah.
He kind of throws back.
No.
Yeah, no. It goes right into the chest. I mean, there's not a lot of way to miss there, right?
You got no heart. Stupid.
All right. That was, that was you?
That was me.
All right.
All I got.
Boots.
That's
for a
you.
Second, I didn't realize
boots.
He was
you.
Talking about you.
Oh, I mean butts.
Oh, yeah.
That's he's like, boots.
I was...
Sorry.
I was boots using the German pronunciation.
Oh. Yes. Only if he has...
Butts.
No. Butts.
That sounds like Scandinavian butts.
Oh. You're an umlaut. Anyways.
Thank you. I make you go, ew.
Your Honor, I wish to have that stricken from the record.
It stands.
Damn it. Damn it!
Motion denied.
All right. So is the Byaki that was biting me still in front of me?
Yes. It went back, and it's still, I would say it's good 6 feet back from the tailgate of the truck.
All right. Three shots. Let's go. All right. So I just landed all three of my shots.
Okay. Roll damage. All
right. And it's
lots of damage.
1d10. All right. And... 10, 15, 23 points of damage.
All right.
In total.
So, yes, your shots with the damage, you see the beast crumble to the ground. As it starts to fall, the ghoul slides up to its legs underneath it, thinking to leap off of this beast and land on the truck. Unfortunately, he doesn't see the tree limb approach quickly and leaps. into this tree limb, clotheslining himself, and just dropping hard to the ground.
George,
loser.
George.
You don't see any of that. You got a swinging ghoul dong right in front of you.
Oh, God. Okay, yeah, no, I know. I just wanted to say loser because it was funny.
You put your hand down, you're touching sack.
Yeah, you lose health. Lost touch me, I'll never recover.
Speaking of which, it is your turn.
Okay.
They haven't invented hand sanitizer yet.
Yes, my hand's just like, Okay, so I raised my double barrel shotgun.
Okay.
And I just pull both triggers. I aim.
At the nutsack?
Sure, I'll aim at the crotch, yeah.
Oh my God.
Shoot him in the dick.
The old dick shot.
Oh my God, that's amazing. It's not under my medium, but it's under 75. It's 52.
All right. So, shotgun doesn't suffer the same penalties a rifle would at close range. So, yeah, you got it.
So, would that be one barrel for each nut?
Boom! And we've reached it. The millionth nut joke.
Ooh, do I win a prize?
I hope not.
11, 16.
Yeah, okay, so you see Michael Azeroth pulls his shotgun, his double barrel shotgun, points it at the beast, and shoots it square crotch level.
Oh.
From the front, all you can see is a burst of mist, well, a bright flash. Where once there was a cock and balls, there is now a pink mist.
Oh, God.
On the other side, Morgan's back is peppered with testicle and bits of wiener.
Dude. That was probably not the worst thing.
It's in your hair.
I'm not having this fucking back of the cab. I'm so glad I'm driving. This fight is disgusting.
I've had worse.
Oh, really?
He's probably had dead man dick on his
demon
head.
Demon dick detritus?
Wow.
Detritus.
The beast stumbles back but manages to catch itself before it falls. Burly.
Why are you still up?
How? Maybe you should aim for somewhere else besides his dick.
I thought I'd like actually just finish him off.
Yeah. I mean, his head would have been done great.
Ow.
It certainly isn't thinking at this point, right? So it's just screaming, holy hell.
Now I feel bad. Now I just wish I'd shot him in the head.
You tortured a demon, man. Yeah. You are the most evil character in this whole show.
You've killed countless people.
You have demons out here stressed.
I've killed like two people. One I just shot in the face and executed him.
Yep.
And this one, I obliterated that one dude.
You got us sympathizing with Dave. It's like, dude, you blew his dick off. How dare you do that to me?
The one time he speaks.
I'm gonna kill you.
All right. Ready? So. Is now. Oh, sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Why are you looking at me?
It's my turn. It is now back to the top.
Whee.
Duke Knuckles.
All right. Is there any way I can like tell them to brace and try to shake them off while I'm driving?
You can holler out, "Hold on to something."
Hold on to something. Okay. I'm gonna try to shake one of them off.
Do we have to roll the hold on?
Yes.
Ah! Damn it.
What are we rolling?
What are we rolling?
That'll be a strength check.
Ooh, got it.
Got it.
All right. Is everybody ready?
Oh, no.
You didn't get it?
What'd you get, Michael?
I rolled a 78 over 40.
Oh, boy. I got it.
Okay.
Well, he did just shoot the demon's nuts off, so he's got both hands on the gun, you know?
Oof. Well, I did not shake him off, so.
Damn.
What do you mean?
What are you rolling for?
Wait, were you trying to
drive auto, right? I'm assuming that's some sort of.
Yeah, you just hit a hard bump.
Okay.
I'm going to give that to you. It was nice. More they were holding on.
Okay.
Let's see. All right, it did not hold on.
Yay!
Okay.
So the ghoul, when you hit the bump, flops out. Unfortunately, Azeroth was holding on to the side of the
stake there?
The wall
the
bed? Yeah, the planks.
That's what I'm looking for. They are removable. They would use it to install hay. And where he's holding on, when it bounces up, it actually lifts out of its slot. Oh, and he, holding this thing, swings out.
Oh, like the Terminator on the, the freaking fire truck. Damn.
Like on the side or in the back?
On the side. He's, there's two points where it installs onto the truck. Yeah. But as it swings through, basically where you're sitting, Morgan, it's pushing you back towards where Gertie is. Not off, per se, but it back.
So. I'll take a moment to just take in what I'm seeing right now and just be full of such joy.
So right now, Azeroth, as you guys are driving a clean 37 down this road, is holding on to this thing for dear life, both arms draped over it.
He looks like Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
And the Netless Demon is where?
Is what? Netless Demon fell off, yeah.
Netless Demon goes flying. Not Netless Azeroth is hanging on for his dear life.
And the gate he's on sticks out about 4 feet. And then another foot and a half is impeding into the truck, right? And the only thing stopping it from going back behind the truck and swinging back that way is Morgan's knees or feet as he's pushed against the back of the truck and foot out holding it.
Oh, boy.
Oh. So if I were to just put a foot in.
Morgan, if you save him, you guys are even.
Oh, fuck.
I just shouted
that. That's a 9. Yeah. I saved his ass.
I mean, what are you doing?
Like, shouted that. Pull him in? I don't know. I'm having a hard time describing this.
Herculean strength from fucking
butts power. Here you go. Just pick his ass up.
Butts power!
At best, you're going to be holding him there and possibly pushing back against it so that it'll swing him closer to the vehicle.
What? However you're going to make this magic work, because I got a 9 that's under my extreme for strength.
Okay.
So
yeah, you're holding him.
So as far as I know, he magically teleported back into the truck.
He did not just get back into the truck. There's more to it than that.
He just kind of, like, what am I here?
So the Biaki that was still trailing you guys.
Biaki.
Comes charging up to snip at you as you're dangling out like a sweet treat. No, it bites at you.
Kick him?
And it's your turn. You can do whatever you'd like.
Now you can die with my clear conscience.
Wow. What? That doesn't make any sense. All right. It did not get. Snapped at you, and just as it went to snap, Morgan shoved with his 9, and you swung forward back towards the truck.
Damn right it's a 9.
And it clapped its jaws on empty air.
Re-examine that statement. Yeah. Morgan shoved with his 9.
Nine and a half.
And it's up front like, it's cold or not. Didn't know you had it in you, Morgan. Okay.
All right, but as that side comes close, Morgan grabs it and pulls it in. You don't have the position to lift it and slot it back, but you can hold it there. And meanwhile, Azeroth's feet a-dangling is pretty much dragging his shoes on the ground, running with the truck to try to catch up again.
Making that cartoon noise.
Jump on!
Sidonie, your turn.
My turn, huh? Well, I am... Wait, is one of the... There's no more ghouls on the truck, right?
Because
the nutless one bounced off, and then he shot the Biaki. That's gone, and then the one hit the thing. So what's, like...
There's a Biaki chasing you right now with a ghoul on its back. Oh, no, no ghoul on that one because the other one fell.
Uh-huh.
The nutless one was the one that was on that Biaki.
Okay.
And then there's 3 above you that you saw take flight.
Uh-huh.
But you can't really see them. If you're really looking, you could see... Shadow on
so darkness. I've got either I can try and help Michael or I can shoot the Biaki that's still chasing us.
I vote help Michael.
I'm going to shoot Biaki that's still chasing us.
Already helping you. You're fine.
Yeah. So I'm gonna use my I'm gonna use the elephant gun. So that is a success.
Yeah, gun lady.
Success with the
elephant gun.
Who and needs courage? That is a 16 for the one that is chasing us. Sorry, Michael.
All right, and so you shoot it.
You're strong.
The bullet enters its neck, and it tumbles over and rolls.
This is like so close to being cartoon. It's crazy.
You're the cartoon. Everyone else is very serious.
Everyone else is very serious.
You're safe then. Power of the Toon Force, man. You can't kill a toon with nothing but the dip.
All right. So you see that thing drift off into the distance because it's not getting up. Yeah. All right. And it goes quiet for just a few moments, and Andermain leans out the window. Are you guys dead yet?
Not yet.
No.
Are you done preparing whatever it is the hell that you're preparing?
Yeah, I think we're good. And he starts to, he takes a piece of chalk out of his thing and starts scratching something on the top of the vehicle.
Cool. What in the Full Metal Alchemist are you doing?
It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. This will totally protect us from anything. Roll a spot hidden.
Oh, God. I just got the good news. Ah, damn it. Still missed it.
You get advantage on spot hidden.
All right, let's do this. No, worse.
Even worse. Okay. So
I'm just going to drive.
Well, that's a problem. You're going to need to roll a drive check at a disadvantage.
Can drive. That's the problem.
Oh, come on. Don't spit it like that. Okay, yeah, well, that ain't the one.
It's at a disadvantage, so no matter what, you didn't get it. Yeah.
No, that's just
you need to get new dice.
Yeah, apparently these are motherfuckers are only.
All right. So at the last moment, you see.
It's me.
It's just me.
You want to use the space dice?
At the last second, your headlights fall upon the figure of a lovely woman standing in the middle of the road. Your instinct is to swerve, and you follow.
No!
Into a tree.
Oh, no!
All right, everybody roll a luck roll.
Oh.
20.
You have to roll under your luck?
Yeah.
Nope.
Barely made it.
Duke is not lucky.
I got a 99.
You got a what?
A 99.
Oh, boy. She failed real bad.
Yeah. And who, anyone else pass?
I got 20.
I passed by one point.
All right. So the truck slams into a very thick pine tree on the side of the road, bringing it to a complete stop. All right. The four of you in the back were thrown from the wreckage. Okay. You guys can roll a dex roll to cut your damage in half.
No. I like taking full damage.
You do, apparently.
Apparently, yeah.
I'm good.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Woo. You do not, Sydney, you do not get the option of the dex save.
I was not going to. So.
For those of you who rolled successfully, you get 8 points of damage.
Okay.
The other two, you get 16 points of damage.
Oh, I'm so glad that I barely passed it, because I would have been.
You don't roll. You were in the cab.
Oh, right. They flew fucking far.
You have no option of lucking out on this one.
Well, so. Yeah, I was talking about taking damage.
Seven. Were you wearing your seatbelt?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
There's no
I hopped
belts.
In and clipped up.
There are no seatbelts back then?
What?
I'm doing the math in my head.
They barely put seatbelts in cars. I'm like,
yeah, no.
All right, fine. Fuck a seatbelt.
All right. 12 points of damage. You went through the windshield and narrowly missed a tree.
Okay. We're back to this shit.
Oh.
Yep. Back to this shit. My nephew going to have to take over from here.
Dink. Shows up out of the dark.
Oh, Dink. My nephew.
You know, if we all die here, we don't stop the apocalypse. So then it's just, you know, yeah, apocalypse world.
Why are you all dying?
Well, no, he says
I mean,
if
you're
we
dying
die
too.
Here,
taking damage.
We're just taking a lot of damage.
I mean, we both just took 16 points of damage.
From a car crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I have added everything.
I'm at 8.
Ooh.
What about you?
10.
7.
My fall off was 28.
So because Andermain was sitting in the window of the car,
dead?
He was thrown forward into the bowl of the pine. Mm. He is unconscious.
No!
We just can't catch a break, can we?
Does he look like a pretzel?
You can see his arm is definitely broken. Either dislocated or completely broken at the shoulder.
Quick, spit into another mortar and pestle.
Yeah.
It's more than that.
Opens Andermain's mouth, starts scooping the spit out.
I don't know how you did it.
All right. There is definitely blood coming from somewhere beneath his body.
Uh-oh.
You guys suffered some pretty serious contusions and are bleeding from, for those of you who went flying, from multiple locations.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Lacerations, but nope.
No.
Quiet.
My bark's worse than my bite.
But you're still mobile. Nothing was seriously broken.
Okay. Yay.
But it is going to be hard. You're not going to be running any marathons right now.
Gotcha.
Do the rest of us see this lady who was in the middle of the road?
No.
No? Okay, I didn't think so.
I was going to say, my guns flew away. Good thing
that's
I still got
true.
My revolver.
By the way, if your weapons were not strapped to you, it's going to take a... Because it's nighttime in the middle of the forest, and that was a hit that threw everything.
Whee.
Especially for you who failed your luck roll. You'll have to roll the extreme spot hidden to get your guns back.
All of our guns? Because I got another handgun.
If it was strapped to you,
in
its holster strapped in,
I'm good.
Then
oh,
that's
good.
Different. But
so
if you were just holding it, then you it got lost. For those of you who did get a good luck roll, you can roll at your hard level to get yours back.
Who got 3?
Whoa! So she immediately walks over to
I'm
a
like,
bush.
There's my gun. There's my gun.
Because you have like big guns. That's
my luck.
Like, summons it like Thor's hammer.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you look for my gun?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, Sidonie just kind of holds her hand and her gun comes back to her.
Fucking y'all near.
Yeah.
So I am not losing my gun.
I am worthy.
I didn't find
actually
my
the gun's just stayed.
I got
to
a 4
the whole time.
I just got this shotgun, man. I lost
it.
I got a 4. But Morgan sees Sidney do it. He's like, oh, really?
I was like, oh, no.
I'm ready to.
F you, Morgan.
Oh, 6 shot. I miss you. I reload, by the way. Those
yes.
3 bullets.
So that shotgun, Dobro shotgun's gone?
I want my shotgun back.
I found my Winchester.
My Nutbuster. I call it the Nutbuster now.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
You call it lost. All right.
I call it its name, like a lost puppy.
Duke, you're up and moving.
Yep. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I could have swore I saw a woman. So I didn't try to hit her with the car instinctively, and now I'm not entirely certain why the hell that all happened.
I mean, we had to think of it logically. What would a woman be doing in the middle of the road in the forest?
Oh, no.
They're chatting.
Women be doing shit.
So you hear it. I'm
making sure my guns are all ready to go in case something comes up.
And you hear, after you say, what would a woman be doing in here? Distracting you to kill you. And then she starts to chant. And just in case you're wondering, you recognize the voice of...
Kincaid lady?
That stupid
no.
Kincaid
the
bitch.
Genie lady.
Ah.
If only.
I can't believe he got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. What genie lady?
I'm going to throw
Patil.
A rock at
her. Patil.
Can I?
Sarah Patil.
That was Patel.
It is.
Oh.
I'm just white.
Really? Yo, you viewers, you're never going to believe this.
My stars and goddess, a honky.
Is there hey, I have a question. Can I do spot hidden for a rock?
You have other guns.
I know.
Why are you really... always going? I know.
Your strength sucks.
I'm
why?
Gonna... Last time he threw a rock, he was like, and it landed 4
hey,
feet.
If at first
I
you don't succeed.
Myself. Come on.
You're Michael Azeroth.
So she pulls back her hood and her beautiful dark hair spills around her shoulders. You can see moonlight glinting off of the mini bracelets she's wearing.
You suck. I hate you. You're hot, but I hate you.
Yeah.
You're just sporting the most confused boner ever.
Yeah.
I'm Team Azeroth on this one.
You have to understand it's nothing personal.
This feels personal.
Yeah, you're trying to murder us.
No, I'm just trying to stop you.
From doing what?
Breathing? Saving the world?
I thought you were a good guy.
There is good and bad are foolish notions of children.
I want to throw a rock at her.
Okay. Oh
my God. It's going to go 4 inches.
What did Darren give you to betray everybody?
Didn't you?
Nathan.
The other one.
Wait, Darren
is a good one?
Yeah.
Well, he was good before I slammed it to a tree.
What did Nathan give you to betray everyone?
Easily confused.
There's a piece of modern art over there that's stuck to the tree.
Poor Nathan. Oh my God.
Everybody hates him.
Jesus Christ.
Is anybody even near him? You guys just let them forget, right? I just want to make sure.
We were a little bit, confused, but also being female, I don't want to go touch him.
We all want to get
I should probably go help
guns.
Him, but I really, really want to
That's
rock
what
at
we
this
first.
Doesn't that die? Everybody get your guns, and then we'll worry about that guy, right?
Well, yeah, like, we got to make sure we don't die. It's like, secure That's your funny. Own it's, mask first.
And
yeah.
It is Darren, so.
Hey, doctor, go do some doctoring
over there. Hey, I got him!
You can't find your gun anyway.
Oh, no.
All right.
Good game, everyone.
So, in answer to Sydney's question, she says, he didn't give me anything. It's what they took. Now, enough of this. I can't let you go to New York. I don't have to kill you. But I can't let you go.
Why not?
And then you see one of the bracelets flare up. And there's actually a silhouette of fire that appears next to her, and then the other three Yakis with their ghouls on their back land next to her. Cooperate, and we don't have to fight.
Are we still in the same combat order? I'm just
we
curious.
Are, yes.
Whose turn is it?
Let's see. It was.
I just left.
It was
Andermain's.
I don't think it's the ghoul's turn. He's being a Picasso over there.
But I'm going to say their landing and doing that stuff was their turn, okay? And then it's Gertie's.
I want to talk it out, but we don't have time.
It's okay. Talk and shoot. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just anime this thing. Have a whole dialogue like while you're throwing death. Related strikes.
That's right.
Fair enough. So
like, who was the them? Pa.
Yeah.
What did they take?
Yeah.
Harvey Dent. Can we trust him?
Well. So I'm gonna turn around and fire at one of the ghouls, hopefully. And then I'm gonna talk to Zara for a second during that turn. So wait, what are you? Oh, I missed.
Apparently you should not talk and fire
I
at
should
the
not.
Same time. But what did you say? Maybe that hit.
Just, who took something from you and what did they take?
She's not answering your question.
Not in an answering mood.
She's actually chanting.
Bitch. Sorry.
Bitches be like, chant.
Chant something back. Stop her from talking.
I don't know how to imagine.
All right. Next up is Butts. What?
Okay.
What?
Morgan, the shoot
butts.
The bitch.
What?
All right. The butts.
Three shots going to Miss Patel.
Oh no. Don't do that.
That's a hit. That's a hit. And that's a
82?
No. That was an
82.
82. That is a hit.
Alright. Okay. Yes.
All three hit?
All three hit the fire genie.
It's her, like bodyguard, so.
Okay.
You see three bright flares of light as the genie steps in between her, or the djinn, excuse me.
The djinn.
Steps between you and her.
Do I damage the djinn?
Yes, roll damage.
All right. 16 points of damage.
Okay.
Bet you some sort of stupid disease that they took from her.
Anyway.
It's disease now that keeps them on fire?
No, I mean the djinn, like, they gave her something that took away the disease that keeps her alive, or some stupid thing like that.
It's a disease.
Or her ugliness, I don't know.
It took her ugliness away.
It is your turn, whatever.
Right, you'll cover listen. Me while I help Andermain.
Okay. And I go to do the thing. Hey. So you see Andermain. He's not breathing. Crumpled. And you look at him pretty much, you can tell. Just by looking at him, the way he swiss it, his back is broken.
Okay, can I at least try to do something with him, help him out?
Give him a pat on the back and tell him, just get back in there, bro.
Pound his chest and go,
you roll
live. Live, damn you.
You roll him to his chest to the side, and you know you see a huge laceration on the side of his head.
Yeah. He's definitely got a concussion,
you?
Too.
Makes you stronger. Get up.
That's not how that works.
All right. Who's next?
Like, tell us. Don't do anything?
Oh, sorry. Oh, I mean, you can try.
I mean, okay.
Doctoring.
How's a 40 under 100?
I was like, why do you roll?
Because if he rolls 100, it's a critical fail. Yeah. Yeah. So you start to look closer at the laceration, and you're moving him. And you're hearing a crunchy, squishy noise.
Ooh, making it worse. Making it worse.
Yeah.
Making it worse. Making it worse.
I mean, how much closer to death can this guy be? You know?
You hold your hand under his nose. You don't feel anything. And when you touch his chest, there's no
beat. I whisper in his ear, Sidney wants to marry you. Does that do anything?
Oh, yeah. So now you hear a tremendous crack. And his head twists to one side and back arced hard. Yeah. And then the laceration just disappears.
I almost had him. I almost got him.
What kind of fucking Popeye logic is this? He had his spinach.
He sits up screaming.
Didn't think that would work.
And literally vomits up like, you know, a half tree? A quart of blood. Yeah.
A what?
Half a quart of blood.
Ew.
All over the ground.
Did not think that would do anything.
You're the greatest doctor ever.
Really good doctor.
You reverse death. Like, I think that's
I don't think that makes him a doctor.
True love can cure anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't think that's what's going on here, but let's keep going.
Yeah, he leans back against the tree. He's actually steaming.
Like vapor coming off of him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And his skin is red, like right where that laceration was. Yeah, it's just...
Are you okay?
Like bright red on his face, but it's slowly going back to its regular color.
Okay, I'm a little out of my depth with that one.
Let's just call it an insurance policy, kid.
Ooh. Man, okay. Geico set you up with a good policy.
Dude, your back was
I'm
like
in good hands.
Yeah, Allstate covers that shit.
Damn.
He gets up and he's in obvious pain still. It's not going away. As a matter of fact, he can barely stand.
I try to help, like, support him at least a little bit. Okay. Like,
you're holding him up.
Like, your back was shattered. How are you standing right now?
Like, even if I tell you, you're not going to believe me.
No, you're right. I'm probably not. But
medical miracles.
Medical miracles. No, like his back. You know what? I'm not. You know, whatever. It's cool.
Even I'm standing, looking at Andromay getting up. Like, what the fuck? How is he alive?
And that is where we're going to leave you, right in the middle of a battle and with a tantalizing medical mystery. Join us next time to see if our intrepid assholes can get out of this one. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.